This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. And we have Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the line. And we were talking about altered states and how they can help us to get information and how they might work with relation to the new physics that's developed across the 20th and the 21st century. Things like quantum theory, string theory, and that sort of thing. Would you like to go into some more detail there, sir?
Sure. Where would you like to go? I mean, there's a multitude of directions.
Yeah, there absolutely
actually, by definition. Yeah. Yeah.
How about the two-slot theory?
Which one?
Or the two-slot experiment, where you set up a lead shield, okay, and you fire electrons at it, with a cathode ray tube, and somehow on the other side of the two slots, there's always develops an interference pattern, like two rocks being thrown into a pond.
That's what led me to propose a holographic concept of reality. I was working for Old Man DuPont back in Newark, Delaware. Yeah, I was in Wilmington at the Experimental Research Laboratory, and I was walking down the hall, and I happened to chance to look in an open door, and I saw a three-dimensional color TV. It was back in the early 60s.
Wow.
And I got to meet a man named Gabor. He was had suggested that the interference pattern of one system to another creates the next dimension of information. And he had taken a two-dimensional photographic plate and sent coherent light by it and coherent light through it, and what happened is the interference pattern created a third image, which was three-dimensional. And that led me, he got a Nobel Prize for that. And that led
wow.
me, 2 years later, to then propose that the hologram is n dimensions of information in n minus one dimensions. It was in a way that information folded down into or out of itself like a fractal. And someday I may get recognition for that. At the time that Talbot wrote his book on the holographic thing, he talked about Carl Prebram and John Bohm, but I wasn't mentioned because all of my work at that time was classified secret. I had suggested on another paper, embryonic holography, that the DNA in our body was a three-dimensional hologram of four space, who you were, who you are, and who you will be. And today, I'm writing about the non-local mind in a holographic universe where I'm suggesting that the brain, which is basically an amorphous semiconductor, is liquid crystals, is constantly changing and is a four-dimensional hologram of thought space. Now, that means that if you had the ability to go into a different part of the brain, you can change the movie. And that is what we are now discovering, is a way of looking at the universe as holographic, which deals with measurements of information and the resolution of information to be distinguished from a quantum universe, which is measured in space and time. Now, if you choose to use a holographic system, it would suggest that you have all knowledge within yourself of what's going to happen next and what should happen next, as opposed to what does. And that is the distinction between intent and purpose. Intent is what happens at the end of the day, while purpose is why you're really here. And the gift that God gave us in terms of distinguishing the one from the other is that we have choice on that. And most of us that are here, including myself, are damaged goods. And so, so we hang out in these altered states called consciousness, and we have missed the important part of why we're actually really here in this state of consciousness. Once we get that, the universe, Aleister Crowley, others have put it, none shall say nay. In other words, if you are doing your purpose, you're not in conflict with anything.
Yep.
And that's how you learn how to find the track and the line of the road, the flow.
Yeah. That is absolutely extraordinary what you were saying about the 3D television.
I noticed we don't have that in our universe yet. I remember when I was a kid and I watched Howdy Doody for the first time on a green television.
Fiction.
Yeah. Well, it's all about marketing and the idea of the possibilities. You know, just recently on my Facebook, I posted the physics of how they're using this new cloaking device to hide another solar system that's going through our solar system at this very moment, and it's accounting for all the weather and changes that we're having. They have a new cloaking device where they can hide planets. There's a planet next to our own planet. That's why there's been a pole shift. That's why there's weather changes. There's a bunch of things going on. And why are they hiding all of this from the public? Well,
there would be mass panic.
That's correct. Who makes that decision for someone like myself?
I think that we're probably all best, actually, who are prepared and who do have a sound mind in our heads to know that the information's coming. But to be perfectly honest, most of the people out there are not in that mental state where they could actually cope with it. You know,
Is smart enough to think that they have the right to call that for someone else?
I think that you're absolutely right there. I think that we do need as much information as possible, and that people really do need to grow up.
They need to realize
that the universe is not as we have been told that it is. And thinking of that 3D television, for instance, if you increase the density of that electromagnetic field, you would probably not be able to tell the difference between that holographic field and a physical field of matter. Because
that's why they say we're in a matrix. Because guess what? That's exactly, most likely correct.
Yeah. Because if you look at even a hydrogen atom, the scale of it is astronomical, literally, if you could get down to that size, where if you assumed that the size of the nucleus of that atom was the size of a football, then the edge of the first electron shell would be out in the car park of the sports stadium. It's mostly electromagnetic field anyway. But I think we're heading into yet another break. The time, what you're saying about time stretching is absolutely the truth. It just flies, doesn't it?
Well, stay tuned on that. This is this moment, because I know for certain that I don't have the answer. So this is the model I'm choosing at this moment.
Yeah. Well, that's all that any of us can really do, because actually none of us know for sure, except for one thing. And I was having a talk with a friend about this the other day. John 1, chapter 1, in the Holy Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I know for sure that every one of us is capable of speaking things into existence. And when you realize that, then, and people have known this for thousands of years, you want to become very, very careful with the words that you use. And because what it is actually setting up a holographic auditory field and a holographic psychic field, which given time and given energy will actually manifest into something that's real in the universe. And I've seen this in my own life time and time again, and I'm sure that you have as well.
Am I supposed to make a comment? I'm not sure what I'm seeing, except that I'm choosing now to try to change what I want. And now that's another problem. What I want is not what I will. What I want has been gated by neuroses and the way I was raised and the damaged goods that I have become. And so trying to find a sense of health in all of this and doing why I'm physically here, doing what I'm doing, it's like Simon says, you may go halfway to the door, and I'm focusing on the door, and I'll never make the door because it's not about the door. It's about the journey.
That's right. Like the child in the Matrix movie says, there is no spoon. You know, you've got to realize that we all do have a purpose here. And the reason why we're here is, in a large part, finding what we're supposed to do and then going out and doing it. And I think that would be a good thing to discuss on the next side of the break. Okay?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, this is Gwyneth Arzak speaking here, and I have Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the line, and we're talking about quantum physics and other new physics and how they relate to the magical realm. I think what I'm trying to say is when we speak words, it actually forms perceptions that we have about the universe, and that helps to generate what manifests in our universe, if that makes any sense.
That's part of the original Bibles, the Sefer Yetzirah, or Book of Formation, and it's sound, relating words to sounds, and the relationship of the name of God.
Yeah, I would absolutely say that that's right. And like I say, going back to John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things that we see were created by the Word,
you know,
through
the
words.
Yeah, words, sounds.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Sounds are a very minor, narrow bandwidth of frequencies and the hierarchy of electromagnetic spectrum. And the word sound is, from, 4 hertz up to around, 16,000 hertz is that area of frequencies, what we call words and sounds, things that we hear, that is technology that was previous use in previous epochs. And they had movement or dance. I've actually studied whirling dervish, ghost dance, and mukumba, which is a form of voodoo and dance, and how it changes space-time. There's an artist, Gabriel Roth, that does a dance interpretation that verges closely on what we're talking about with whirling dervish, where they can do paranormal. There is a dance scene in a movie called Meetings of Remarkable Men, where Gurdjieff and Uspensky are watching some dervish practice, you know, little children, and their first movement, learning how to move. And at the end, they have a group of men that do a precision march, which is very reminiscent of a rodent coil. The idea of cold fusion and access into energies that are right here in the very moment that we have access to. I've been interested in the structure of water and why the outer wave, the outer part of water that's touching air, moves faster than the wave itself. And that is all related to this biblical Sefer Yetzirah. And so I think that some of the original forms of Bibles were actually physics texts, texts written on science of sound and movement. Now, I can't prove that. It's interesting when I try to understand how somebody can build something like the pyramid. I don't think it was built with woolly mammoths. I don't think so. I don't think there's a whole bunch of slaves pulling it along, rolling logs. I don't think so. I think something else is going on here. And I think that it's time we wake up. There is absolute proof that the Clovis had space life. And if you go over to France and the Cave of Dreams, the Cave of Dreams, you know, they have this bison on the wall and everybody, oh, yeah, that's a caveman. However, on closer inspection, you'll notice the dots around the eyes are a star constellation. And
that star constellation is Taurus. And the funny thing is, in the middle of the eye of that bull bison is the star, which is, what's it called? Aldebaran, the eye of the bull. And it's all exactly how it would be. And actually, all of the animals and all of the figures that are painted are in a big circle. And they are an image of the zodiac that it would be looking upwards. And it's absolutely, you're right, it is absolutely extraordinary that they knew how to do this and they knew how to map it under the ground. Exactly. Okay, we'll talk about this after the break.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry for that. I'm back again here now. We were just talking about sound and the way that it helps to form our reality. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller has done quite a bit of research on this topic. And, you know, he's just a really, really interesting guy. And it's on a number of different levels. The words that we speak help to form our perceptions, what we expect to see in this universe. And it also helps to set up a frequency field. And it works in a number of different ways. And in short, what you say really is what you get on a bunch of different levels.
Well, yeah, man has doesn't have rights, by the way. Rights, to have a right means you have full disclosure and you can make the proper decision. You don't. You don't have full disclosure, which means you do not have free will. You have true will, which is more limited, be based on what you do know and what you do not know. Isn't it interesting that the more we move through time, the more we seemingly gain more information, and yet the less we know because we have more questions? Information is not what we think it is any more than space or time. And it's very important because there's a theorem in information theory that states if you have enough information to ask a coherent question, you have enough information to answer it. Now, what does that mean? The structure of the way you ask your question is, or the answer is, it is because the universe is holographic and the way information folds down into or out of itself. And the quantization aspect of that, the quantum mechanics element of that, would be the chunking of one level to the next, going from the physical plane to the emotional plane. And why we call it EQ, the idea that it is the physical plane and then more information on how you feel about it. Now, that's the quantization part that you'll see in fractal mathematics by Mandelbrot. Now, the Julia and May forms of that are a little different, but Mandelbrot said that if your generator is this size, the next size will be that size. It won't be larger or smaller. It'll be this size. There is a relationship of the one thing to the other in terms of the way information folds down into or resolution of the information. It's interesting, the math that you used. I currently have decided to use, instead of string theory, I'm now using what is known as knot theory by Kaufman. And knot theory has to do with the way a plasma will be tied into a knot like a bowline or a slip knot, uniquely different from the other, and the way one universe passes through another in membrane physics, creating a third universe. And that's what I'm trying to do now, is ascertain how to use that in the development and projection of my thoughts and mind.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Sorry about that.
If you could,
I didn't mean to go
out. If you could figure that out, that would really answer a huge number of questions.
Well,
because
it's the
I
next
know
evolution
sure.
in man's
it is,
development. This is where we're
possible.
Going.
It is possible for you to transmit your thoughts from one soul to another. And I'll give an example here, okay? I have dogs, and sometimes I have to communicate with my dogs to either get them to do something or to not do something, okay? And one way that I've found that I can do that is I'll sit with the dog and I'll hold its head with my hands and just look at it and focus my thoughts in the form of a picture, okay, of the behavior that I want, and focus on the dog's pineal gland, We know that dogs have a pineal gland and that they do dream, and that that is one way that dogs in a pack actually do communicate with each other is through telepathy. And if you want to communicate telepathically with your dog, you do that and you just go into a meditative state and imagine a string or a cord of thoughts going between your mind and your dog's mind, and transmit the information that you want to know. And I had one dog that was in the habit of killing chickens. It was a bad thing to do. And I basically transmitted the thought form to this dog that if it continued to kill chickens, that it would have to be put down. That dog, that day, decided that it was not going to kill chickens anymore. That's an example, okay? Because it was just getting really expensive. I was losing a lot of chickens to this particular dog. And that's an example, I think, of what you're saying there.
Well, yeah, the idea of dogs, I'm in the middle of trying to fix my printer while I'm talking. I should focus more. Dogs think with their stomach.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's because that's your first brain, your gut. And that's a habitat. It's not necessarily human. It is a conglomerate of, you know, mold, yeast, bacteria, viruses. It's a habitat. And that's why it's no longer you are what you eat, it's whom you feed. And you, so paying attention, a dog is more closer to what we would call spirit. That's the idea. Okay, the stag and the unicorn in the forest. Soul and spirit within matter. And the soul is most likely structured water inside a microtubule. At the moment of death, there's a 3.2-ounce weight loss. We have no explanation for what that is. The Egyptians made a distinction between the ba and the ka, the idea that there was an immortal aspect that went back home. And structured water, the memory water, it has enough information. It's like six zeros more efficient than gallium arsenide. And what we call for so-called forbidden zone, the exclusion zone in water, is could contain all your past and future lives, just like that, as a part of the multiverse. And the uniqueness of it is what goes back home. I know that I don't know, and I'm not trying to write biblical, but I am a physicist with a strong bent in spirituality and would like something more than what I'm currently being offered on this universe. I think that it's our right to aspire toward what I would conceive of as God and realize that that's only halfway.
Yeah, well, I think that what you're saying there is quite accurate, because there's the Japanese fellow whose name just slipped my memory at the moment. What was that?
Emoto?
Emoto, that's right.
Yeah.
Masaru Emoto. And his experiments with crystalline water, you know, and, you know, I found that that's actually true. And here in the forest, sometimes in the middle of winter, we get ice forms, and it's actually a lovely atmosphere here, and you have the most beautiful ice crystals form on the surface of the lakes, form on the surface of the ponds, in the dog's bowls, in the dam, and all over the place, in any little dish or cup that has any water in it at all. In the middle of winter, it forms the most beautiful pattern of ice crystals, and that is because the spirit energy in the forest is just lovely, because we're living in harmony with the forest. Okay. And that's the whole idea of structured water. But if you, with Emoto's idea, if you write bad things on the jar of water, then the crystals will be fine-grained. There will be no beauty in it, you know. And actually, you know, if that water is then used to irrigate plants, they don't do anywhere near as well.
So I had the good fortune of working with Dr. Jerry Pollack. He was my lead back in 1970. What are we talking about, 37 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And his interest in the structure of water had to do with a memory and muscle. When he was studying muscles, and he discovered that the muscle in your body, when damaged, will always try to go back to the original structure of that muscle. And he couldn't figure out why until he discovered that there was a special kind of water in the muscle that held that mm-hmm. memory, which was called exclusion zone water, or H3O2, hydrogen peroxide with an extra hydrogen molecule. This is a recent thing on a book that he's written called The Fourth Phase of Water. And basically, Jerry's concepts are very similar to those that we find in solid-state physics. Water, when it touches anything, changes. And there's so many different forms of water, from your para and ortho water, which is levorotary, going in this direction or that direction with the dipole moment. Then there's the isotopes of deuterium and tritium.
And I was going to say, is this water going in the deuterium direction?
Well, deuterium and tritium are just isotopes. That means they're variations on the water. You know, down where near Perth is possibly the largest mine in the ocean for deuterium. It's almost pure deuterium down near Antarctica.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the water is mostly, you know, it's all mixtures of everything, and it holds, the levels of it hold memory of what it's touching. A single drop of anything in a glass of water restructures the entire water. That's Rustam Roy's work at Penn State and homeopathy. And that's why it's always good to carry baking soda in your pocket when you go to a restaurant. Just a single drop in that will change everything.
Wow. Do you suppose this is the reason why, as well, people who do magical work, they have crystals, and a common ceremony is to speak positive words over a crystal and then put it in, for instance, some water.
Is a metaphor, because the crystal, there are 14 different forms or structures of crystals. That's Pythagoras mm-hmm. and what's called Bravus lattices. There are 14 ways that matter joins itself to form this kind of a crystal or that. What you're mostly thinking of,
especially
is
quartz crystals.
Yeah, which is, yes, a face-centered cubic hexagonal closed-back structure. That structure, and when you envision that in your mind's eye, you create a spaceship or a time machine. That is work I did for the military on the Diamond Body, Electromagic, and Yogatronics. Those are three books that are not yet published on using video and audio feedback systems. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's more going on here than anybody realizes. What you do is you set up resonances with the glial cell in your brain. And in terms of your pineal gland that you're drawn to, I remind you, there are eight different. That's N, comma, N hyphen, dimethyltryptamine. But there are eight, and why I now, like Crowley, when he organized his books, he did it with Lieber, book one, book LV6, you know, whatever. Now, with that, I'm doing that inside. I have a special code inside my books where I use the eight different neurotransmitters. I chose eight arbitrarily based on Timothy Leary's work with neurological
mm-hmm.
transmitters. Okay. But the pineal gland is very important thing. I did that with Navy SEALs, just let it, you know, so they can, you opening the pineal gland allows you to regulate your body for seasonal changes. That's what its primary thing was in the first place, getting ready for winter.
Yep. Yeah, and also the intuition which is necessary for survival.
Well, isn't that interesting that as it's described in the Bible, turns out to be in the visible light region of the... Isn't it interesting? Like sound. Light and sound. Light was in the visible region.
This is here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Fox, it's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, and I'm warming the seat for Vincent this week. We have Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the phone, and we're talking about the pineal gland and its role in survival and preparedness, and what its original function was, and what its function is with relation to, when we have to know what's going to happen before it happens. And we've been discussing in this 2 hours a whole bunch of different stuff with relation to divination, preparedness, magic, influencing events, and but ultimately it, you know, and also different states of water, and but it all comes back to how this is all useful to us surviving in a preparedness situation. You know, because it's absolutely essential, and these things are given to us so that we can know what's going to happen before it happens. Now, we're almost at the end of the broadcast. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, is there anything you would like to say in closing?
Well, I've got a brand new series of 3 audio books out on metaphysics that I taught at Harvard 20 years ago that is now available for anyone. And they have each disc has 9 courses on different subjects, and includes a download library on each disc for the rare manuscripts that I quote from. And there are 15 of them from the 11 years that I taught. And feel free to support me. I could use the incomes.
Yep. And how much is it for this?
Three books are for $30. They're $15 per book, and $10 for the set of 3 of them. And there'll be another set out shortly.
That's amazing. That's not very expensive for a whole Harvard University course.
Well, I'm not here to gouge you. What I'm here to do is educate and move all to the next stage, because guess what? I can't leave until you get your part done, because I am you. You are me, and I am you, and I am the walrus.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know something? It's so important, because the whole universe is changing, and it is going into a more metaphysical form. And part of being prepared is being able to adjust.
Yeah, we have an opportunity.
Thinking in a more metaphysical way with the new energy fields that are coming.
And it's important to take advantage of the fact that everything happens for a reason, and everything leads to something better.
That's absolutely the truth. And the whole universe is changing. We're heading into a new energy field, a new way of doing things. But ultimately, it's all going to be for the best. And what is on the other side, drawing from the Hindu way of looking at things, at the moment we're heading through the Age of Iron into a more compressed field, which Terence McKenna was talking about, and I also think that David Wilcock mentions this as well. But at the end of it, after that birthing process is complete, it is going to be a new golden age, and it's going to be absolutely tremendous. But it is going to be a huge adjustment process for everybody out there. And it starts with each of us, and it starts today. And we're at the end of the broadcast. Yes, speaking of compression of time, it really does fly, doesn't it, Richard Allen?
Yes, it does. Well, when you're having fun, huh?
It absolutely does. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And as Vincent says, honesty and integrity, and the rest is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.